You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Victory International Praise Ministries Kingdom Sound broadcast with good news for your day. I'm Minister Andre Jordan. I'm in the studio and I'm just really feeling blessed and honestly thankful and appreciative unto the Lord. And I just am happy for the opportunity, for the platform. Thank God for my pastors at Victory International Praise Ministry, Pastor Thomas Robinson, Pastor Teresa Robinson. Thank you for the opportunity and the platform to just come on and share the word of God and encourage the people of God. And hopefully someone that doesn't know the Lord, Jesus Christ is their Savior, would accept him today. It's all about encouraging the people of God, in the love of God, and in the faithfulness of God, and in the word of God. So today we're just looking, just saying that, let's look at God, and let's look at how we see him, and let's allow the word to remind us of who he is. Okay, so let's look at Isaiah 43, thinking about his goodness, thinking about his mercy, thinking about his, plan for us. Let's read Isaiah 43. Father, today, bless us in the word. Bless the time that we have together in these moments on the radio station with your people of God. Lord, let this word encourage somebody's heart. Let them come into remembrance. If you fan the flames of fire in us, Father, and let someone that don't know you tune in by your intentional design and let them give their life to Jesus Christ. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 43, verse 14, it says, "Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, your Deliverer, your Salvation, the Holy One of Israel." Thus say the Lord, God is talking to us. He said, I'm your Redeemer. I'm your Savior. I'm the Holy One of Israel. He said, for your sake, I sent Babylon and I brought down all their nobles, the Chaldeans. He's talking to the children of Israel. And when we accept Christ, we're grafted in, and all of the promises of the scripture belong to us. But so he said, for your sake, he says, verse 15, I'm the Lord. He's God. Let's agree right there. He's God. I'm not. He's the Lord. He says, your Holy One. He's holy. Holy is God's standard. He's sovereign. He's God Almighty. There is none like him. There's no competition, no comparison. There's no equal. He's God. I agree today that you're the Lord. I agree today that you're the Holy One. I agree that you're my Redeemer, God. I come into agreement. The Creator of Israel, your King. I agree that you're my King. And not only that, you're the King of all kings. Anybody that we know that's a king, he's the king over all in authority, over all in government, over all that have power on the earth. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. He's sovereign, all powerful, almighty. God says, thus saith the Lord, which makes a way in the sea, that makes a path in the mighty waters. God makes a way in the sea. Remember Jesus, how he walked on the water. God can do that which is incomprehensible to our minds. He say, I make a way in the sea. I make a path in the mighty waters. Think about the water. Think about rough water. Think about fast water. Think about where they have falls where you can think about Niagara Falls or places where you can go and get in the tubes and ride on the rough waters. God say, I'm the God with all power in my hand, and I will make a way in the sea. Everything has to bow to God's power. Everything has to bow to God's authority. Everything has to move aside and let the King of Glory come through in his glory, in his might, in his Shekinah glory and presence. Everything has to step to the side and make way for the King. All hail the King of Glory. God says, that is who I am. He says, I bring forth the chariot and the horse. I bring forth the army and the power. They shall drown together. And you know what he's talking about? When he brought the children of Israel to the Red Sea, and there was no way except God alone made a way for them. And God caused the Red Sea to part. Imagine in your mind the waters of the Red Sea rising up and standing to attention at the word of the Lord and parting. And as the waters stood up, like a human stands up when we're seated, like the waters came from their laying down place, and those waters stood up, and the waters were parted and divided. And in the middle of millions of tons of water, there was a path that God made, and God allowed the children of Israel walk through on this safe path to the other side, to where I told you and I called you to go. That is what God is saying. He's putting us in remembrance of who he is, how great he is, how marvelous he is, how wonderful he is, how creative he is in his power, how creative he is in his might, how he can do what is impossible, how he can do what man says is impossible, how his hand is not too short to save, but how he is God, and he demonstrates himself through miracles, signs, and wonders. He's the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. He's the God that can do the thing that you imagine can't be done. He's the God that can bring it to pass. So he says to us, Isaiah 43, we read 14, we read 15, we read 16. I'm rereading 16. Thus says the Lord that makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot, which brings forth the horse, and brings forth the army and the power. He says, and they lie down together, and they shall not. So let me say this. In the children of Israel's life, Pharaoh was coming hard and fast on their tracks. The chariot, his army, he called them all out, come, go after the children of Israel. He was chasing them, and he caught up with them and hemmed them in and blocked them in at the Red Sea. And in Pharaoh's mind, he thought, I've got them. I've got him right where I want him. He thought he was about to destroy them. Make it personal to your life. Who represents Pharaoh today that looks like he has you blocked in, hemmed in, that looks like he has you right where he wants you? Pharaoh is laughing. Pharaoh is cheering. Pharaoh thinks, I got him now. But I want to remind you, as we're looking at the Lord, as his looking at the greatness of God, looking at his mighty power, looking at who God is through the scripture. The scripture gives the only clear view of who God is. All powerful, almighty, sovereign God, creative God, limitless God, incomparable God. The truth of the matter was, God had Pharaoh, God had the chariots, God had the armies, God had the horses right where he wanted. I want to say this, what looks like a setup is actually your point of breakthrough. It looked like a setup to the children of Israel. Surely they were saying, oh God, are we going to drown in the Red Sea? Oh God, did you allow Pharaoh to chase us down and bring us to this place where he's going to kill and destroy us and drown us in the sea? My place of setup is my place of breakthrough in God. God, give us eyes to see. Give us eyes to see it how you see it. That is a word right there from the Lord. See your life how God sees it. See yourself how God sees it. See the situation how God sees it. Now, flip it to how God sees it. Not how you've been looking at it. Not how you've been crying about it. Not how you've been moaning and groaning. Not how you've been drowning almost in our tears. But see it through the eyes and the lens, the perspective of God. It's about to be a breakthrough in your life. I declare unto you a season of breakthrough, a season of breaking forth, a season of victory, a season of overcoming. Every season, God makes a way. We go through seasons, but God gives us the victory. And I pray to you today a shift, a changing of perspective, of reasoning. Flip it till you see it how God sees it. Flip it how you're thinking about it, how you're perceiving about it. Flip what you're believing about God until you see this God of the Word. God says to us, he says to us, he's a God that don't change. He's a God. He says to us, back up to verse 10, Isaiah 43, verse 10. He says to us, you are my witnesses, says the Lord. You are my servant and who I've chosen. Praise God that he said, you're my witness. We can be a witness for him. We can tell others about him. He says, you're my servant whom I chose you. He chose me and you to be his witnesses, to be his servant. He says, I've chosen that you may know and believe me and understand me. God wants us to know. I've been chosen to know God. I've been chosen to believe God. I've been chosen to understand that God is he. He says, I am he. I am that I am. I am he. I'm the one. He said, before me, there was no God formed. Before God, there was no God formed. There is no God before God. There is no God beside God. He said, neither shall there be a God after me. He is the one true and living God. You've been called today to believe him. You've been called today to believe his word. You've been called today to believe his word about your situation. You've been called today to be a witness and tell others in the midst of your trial. We're challenged today. Sometimes we only want to talk about God in a season of victory, in a season where everything is going our way. But God said, I called you to be my witness in every season, no matter what it looks like, no matter what people say. God say, I called you to be my witness. I called you to bear witness, to be my servant. I've called you to boldly declare who I am, declare who he is to others, and especially to ourselves. Sometimes we need to be the one declaring to ourselves, I declare that God is God. I declare that beside him there is none other. I declare that God is faithful. I declare that God is immutable. I declare that he changes not. I declare what the scripture says about God. I declare that he's sovereign. I declare he's holy. I declare he's righteous. I declare he's long-suffering. I declare he's faithful. We've got to change our perceptions about God. Change what we believe about God. We've got to eat and consume his word until we see through the lens and the eye of the Lord. How I see myself, how I see my situation, how I see my story, I see it through God's eyes. I see what he said in his word about me. I see and I say what he said in his word about my situation. We've got to see and say how God sees, what God says. My mouth is to be filled with the word of God. My mouth, my belly is to be filled with the word of God. When you push me, when you poke me, when you aggravate me, the word of God should spring forth from my mouth because I take it in. We eat his word, and that is what comes out of us. Word in, word will come out. Word in, word will come out. Today, God wants to change our perspectives about him. God wants to renew our minds about him. God wants us to see him in light of his glory, in light of his omnipotence, in light of his omniscience, in light of his power, in light of who he is. Omnipresent. Where can I go that God is not? God says, I'll never leave you. God says, I'll never forsake you. God says, I'll be with you even unto the end. There is no place I can go that God is not with me. He's with me. And when he, and listen, first of all, believer, believing believer, God is in you. When you've accepted Jesus Christ, God comes to make his abode in us. He's in me. Often my pastor will say something powerful. He'll say, stop looking outside of yourself. We're challenged. We look so much at others, what they have, what they're doing, how God is using them, what gifts he's given them. God is in you. Do you believe that today? God is in you. God is in me. So therefore, his power is in me. He's given me his power. He created us in his image and in his likeness, and he empowered us. He breathed into us the breath of life. God gave us his creative ability. When I look at the word of God and I see what it says about God, because he's made his abode in me, that is me too. That is why when we boldly proclaim and decree the word of God, demons tremble. The enemy backs up. The enemy has to flee because we saw in Jesus's life, Jesus is our blueprint and picture and example. Jesus was tempted by the devil, and Jesus just began to speak the word. He began to say, it's written, oh, this word of God, it's written, and it says, and it declares. And as God, as Jesus shows us what to do, and as we do it, we're challenged today of seeing what Christ has done and knowing that God shows us what to do. But the challenge is, will we do it? Will we do what God has demonstrated to us? Will we do what God has shown to us? Will we do it? Will we do what Jesus did? I decree today, yes, yes, God, by your strength and by your power, I'm going to do and I'm going to live like Jesus did. I'm going to do and use your word. He's given us the whole armor of God. Put it on today. By faith, we put on the helmet of salvation. By faith today, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. By faith today, we put and tie on the belt of truth. By faith, we put each foot in the gospel of peace. By faith today, we take in one hand the shield of faith. By faith today, we take in the other hand the sword of the Spirit. By faith today, in our mouth is filled with the word of God. And we come against every situation trying to come against us and trying to overtake us with the word of God. By faith today, I take the sword of the word of God and I wield it. I declare that the enemy gets no ground here today. I declare today that, yes, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We declare that God is working on our behalf. We declare that we belong to the Lord. We declare what we know and believe and understand of the Lord through the scriptures. We declare that all power has been given into his hand. We declare that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in the earth, in the heavens, under the earth. We declare that we are yielded vessels, surrendered unto God to do the works of God. We declare God over our lives and his word. We declare concerning our children and our families. We declare and entrust ourselves to the Lord that he is our keeper, that he is our deliverer, our redeemer, our salvation. He is our victory. We declare every promise of scripture towards us. We declare that he is the Lord, that he changes not. We declare that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. But has he not said everything he said in this word of God to us is true and amen. We declare that we're more than conquerors through Christ. We declare that we have the victory, that we possess what God has given us, that we possess the land, that we go forth in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare, what are you saying today? What are you declaring? You're not declaring you broke, busted, and disgusted, but today you're declaring that all of my needs are met through Christ Jesus. We declare today that we're the head and not the tail. We declare that God causes men, women, and business establishments to give into our bosom. We declare victory in Christ today. I pray today that you would be stirred and be renewed in your mind concerning how you see God, concerning how you see the things of God, concerning what how you see yourself. See yourself victorious. See yourself overcoming. See yourself conquering. See yourself walking in victory. See yourself taking the land. See yourself taking back what the enemy has stolen. See yourselves today how God sees you, victorious, righteous, holy. See yourself as a tree of righteousness. See yourself as the Lord's army. See yourself rising up as an army of God. See yourself declaring the word of God out of your mouth. See yourself overcoming whatever's been overcoming you. See yourself standing strong in faith in God. See yourself. Come on. See yourself like he told Gideon. The angel called him a mighty man of valor. See yourself, mighty woman and men of valor today. Men and women of power. Men and women of strength. Men and women of stamina. Women, men and women of fortitude. See yourself on the other side of your wilderness. Whether your wilderness has been sickness, whether your wilderness has been anxiety, whether your wilderness has been mental illness, whether your wilderness has been depression, whether your wilderness has been job loss, whether your wilderness has been business went under, whether your wilderness has been marriage loss, whether your wilderness has been children loss, don't matter what it has been, see yourself on the other side. Don't see yourself in all that you've gone through, but see yourself breaking forth as the new light of a new day breaks forth. See yourself transitioning through. Think about daybreak. Night is ending. Daybreak is coming. See yourself in the light of a new day. It's a new day in God for you and I today. It's a new day. See the old day over with and embrace. This is the new day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in him and be glad in the new day. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord in the new day. Lift up your hands with renewed minds, renewed faith, renewed energy, renewed expectation. God, renew us today. Let all things be made new. Behold, we're called new creations in Christ. He makes all things new. He makes all things new, better, new, brand new, new life, life we haven't lived before, life we haven't experienced before, new day, a new gift today, the gift of life in Christ. I pray today that you're stirred. Be stirred in your spirit, man. Be stirred in your mind, soul, intellect. Be stirred to receive a new way of thinking and living from God. I declare a new way of living and thinking, believing the word wholeheartedly, believing what God says about me wholeheartedly. I can do and be all that Christ has called me to do and be. I am who God has called me to be, and I pray that you are too. I want to see you unstuck this year. I want to see you walk in deliverance. I want to see you walk in all God has promised you. Join me. I'm announcing Fulfilling Your Destiny Mentorship Program, a part of Seeking God Ministries Incorporated. We're offering this Seeking God course. It's a six-month course, mentorship course, that was birthed to encourage the people of God to move beyond their past, to move beyond their pain into the present and propel all of us into our future. For more information on this six-month mentorship course, please contact Seeking God at the email seekinggod, SEEKINGGODMIN @gmail.com, or go to the Facebook page and inbox and ask for more information about the six-month Seeking God mentorship course. The Facebook page. The Facebook page is Seeking God Ministries Incorporated. God bless you. God keep you. May you walk in victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.